This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8 this evening. Modi's address comes in the wake of Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India after the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam, in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. In the retaliatory action, India destroyed multiple terror and military locations across Pakistan and killed over 100 terrorists. Earlier this afternoon, Prime Minister Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti today stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistani military chose to intervene and bet for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind. Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor.
We also iterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. Dosto, hamari ladai atankwad aur atankwadiyon ke khilaf thi. Isliye 7 mai ko humne keval atankwadi thikano par hi hamla kiya tha.
Deputy Chief Minister Chauhna Men participated in the Poi Lu Chong Kum Buddha Jayanti celebration held at Nampong village in Namsaya district today. The vibrant celebrations reflected the deep spiritual and cultural ethos of Buddhist community. In his speech, Men emphasized the importance of preserving cultural heritage while fostering inclusive development. On the occasion, Men inaugurated the Langcha Seng Buddha Vihara, envisioned as a center for spiritual growth, reflection and communal harmony. The day-long celebration featured traditional Tang Thi Kongma procession, devotional chanting, Dhamma discourses and cultural presentations that highlighted the message of peace, harmony and unity espoused by Lord Buddha. The Khandro Drowa Sangmo Government A&M School Tawang mark International Nurses Day with great enthusiasm at Zomkhang Hall, Tawang today. Gracing the event, Brigadier Bhupal Singh, commander of Tawang Brigade, extended heartfelt wishes to all nurses. Nursing is a noble profession where a nurse's healing touch ease suffering, a service often unnoticed but deeply valued by those in need. He remarked earlier the event commenced with ceremonial lighting of candles by dignitaries and trainee nurses in front of the portrait of Florence Nightingale, symbolizing their solemn oath of sincerity and dedication to humanitarian services. Taya Ronik of Arunachal Pradesh has won the first weightlifting gold medal in Khelo India Youth Games 2025. Ronik lifted 154 kg in clean and jerk in his third attempt to peep Hemanta Doimari of Assam in 73 kg class. He lifted a total of 267 kg, 1 kg more than Hemant. Madhya Pradesh Himanshu Kuswaha settled for bronze with total lift of 255 kg. Taya Ronik has won his first medal Khelo India Youth Games in his third attempt. Indian cricket great Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket, bringing down the curtain on a stellar 14-year journey in whites. Widely regarded as one of the modern greats of the game, Virat took social media to share the news with fans. In his 14-year test career, Virat scored 9,230 runs in 123 matches at an average of 46.85, becoming the fourth highest run scorer for India in the game's longest format, only behind the legendary trio of Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid and Sunil Gavaskar. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.